This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're tuned into Money Control. While change is the only constant, Money Control too is making some changes. I'm sure you'd be glad to know Morning Walk down Dalal Street is now being rebranded as Early on D Street. Similarly, we have Evening Walk down Dalal Street, which we are now going to call Taking Stock, and our Stock Picks podcast is going to be rebranded as Hot Stocks. Stay tuned for more.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shraddha Jananda, and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Friday, that is 18th of October. Well, it was indeed a terrific Thursday for sure on D Street. In fact, Nifty not just held on to the momentum but also closed above crucial resistance level, which is indeed a positive sign. In fact, Sensex rallied more than 400 points while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of more than 100 points. Let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex rose 453 points to close at 39,052, while the Nifty 50 ended 122 points higher at 11,586. Now, in fact, investors' wealth in terms of average market capitalization of the BSE listed companies rose 1.57 lakh crores on Thursday. So what led to the optimism? Well, global cues turned favorable after the Brexit deal, and on the domestic front, optimism over recovery in the economy led by hopes of further stimulus, recovery in festive demand, good monsoon and lower interest rates kept sentiment upbeat. That's what most technical experts or more experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, in fact, if you look at the auto index, it rose 2.9%, followed by consumer discretionary, which added 1.8%, and banking index, which rose 1.59%. Now, on the broader market front, mid-cap index was up 1.7% and the small-cap index gained 0.89%. Now, talking about gainers or nifty gainers, Tata Motors, India Bulls Housing Finance and Yes Bank were up more than 10%. And in terms of losers, TCS, Grasim Industries and Vedanta saw some bit of profit taking. Now, talking about currency, in fact, rupee darted up 27 paisa to close at 71.16 against the US dollar, led by optimism over the Brexit deal amid softening crude oil prices. In fact, on the institutional front, FPIs were also net buyers in Indian markets for more than 1,000 crores. In fact, 1,158 crores. Now remember, FPIs have been net buyers for the past four trading sessions, pouring in more than 2,000 crores. So definitely that's also a positive sign. Now, what is the big news that investors, is likely to track on Friday? Well, as many as 23 companies will declare their results for September quarter, which include prominent names like Ambuja Cement, Reliance Industries, and ICICI Lombard, among others. Talking specifically about RIL here, the PAT is likely to grow by 12% on a year-on-year basis, and for Ambuja Cements, the PAT is likely to grow by 61% on a year-on-year basis. Now, all the estimates are from Motilal Oswal. Now, how technically or how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals? Well, talking about today's trading session or Thursday's session, Nifty made a strong bullish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it took support near its 5 days exponential moving average and then bounced back. Now, this particular 5 days EMA has been acting as a crucial support for the Nifty for the past four trading sessions. Now, three crucial levels to watch out for in Friday's session would be 11,439, 11,599 and 11,695, as well as 11,700 levels. Now, let me break it down to you. Now, 11,439 is the intraday low formed in Thursday's trading session, and 11,599 is the intraday high formed in Thursday's trading session. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000, followed by 11,500, and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,000 followed by 11,400. Now, what are the big news which investors can track? Well, L&T Infotech on October 17, that's Thursday, reported 10% drop in consolidated net profit at 360 crore for the September quarter. In fact, Zee Entertainment also reported a 6.9% year-on-year growth in net profit in September quarter to 413 crore. So definitely both these firms will be in focus. Now, talking specifically about technical recommendation, well, to make your day more profitable, we spoke to India Nivesh Securities and they've given us three recommendations for today or for Friday. The first stock that they have on the list is LIC Housing Finance. Now, that's a buy for a target of 415 and a stop loss of 355. Here, the return potential is close to 9%. just dialed. Now that's also buy for a target of 645 and a stop loss of 570. Here the upside potential is around about 6%, and Blue Star, that's a buy for a target of 915 and a stop loss of 760. Here the upside potential is a little over 10%. Now in fact, all these trading ideas, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a position play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.